coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This message is titled, Who is Jesus?
I love to talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, He is. The Lord of Lords, Supreme, through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus. Who would you rather talk about?
Jesus.
Come on, tell me.
Jesus.
He's a Prince of Peace. The Lord of Lords, Supreme. The great I am. Hallelujah. Did you know he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it. He said to them one day, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And these people who were so angry with Jesus suddenly started laughing at him. Why were they laughing at him? They said, we told you before that you are mad. You're not yet 50 years old. Now you claim to have seen Abraham. Then he said, before Abraham was, I am. They didn't like the construction. He should have said, before Abraham was, I was, so that they would laugh more. But they didn't like what he said, because the connotation of his communication was, before Abraham was, I am God. So they said, what? You are a man. How dare you make yourself equal with God? They thought to kill him. Jesus said that he is the Son of God, and that made them mad. Because Son of God means God in the flesh. So Jesus declared that he was God in the flesh. Never get confused. We've got to tell the whole world. I was surprised as I ministered around the world and met ministers of the gospel around the world. Most had never studied the subject. Most had never really known that Jesus Christ was himself God. They thought, yeah, but he's equal with God. Then I say, who is God? And they say, Jesus is the Son of God. Then I say, who is God? They say, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I say, where is Father? Where is Son? Where is Holy Spirit? No answer. And yet the Bible has answers. Jesus is the body of God. Did you hear me? Jesus is God in the flesh. Oh, why did the Father call him from heaven and speak from heaven and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased? To hear his voice come from heaven. Who do you think he is? Man? Do you use your mind to describe God? Didn't you just hear what we said he is? God. Is that so hard for God to be there and be there at the same time? Can't he speak from there and respond from there? Who is Jesus? Colossians chapter 1, from verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. Read it for me, come on. He's the head of the body, the church. The church is the body of Christ. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? The preeminence. Read verse 17. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the divine essence of all things. Read verse 19 now. It pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus Christ, should all fullness dwell. What does it mean, fullness? Colossians chapter 2, go to verse 9. You will love this. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at that. For in him dwelleth all, not some. All, come on now. All the fullness of the Godhead in body. I told you Jesus is the body of God. What do you mean by Godhead? Godhead means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For in him dwelleth all the fullness, the totality of divinity. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Where Jesus was, the Father was. The Holy Ghost was. He was God in fullness. God in full manifestation. They didn't know it. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus is the body of God. I told you, he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was Jesus that was in that burning bush where he called Moses, take your shoes off your feet, for where you're standing is holy ground. That was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it, but right there was Jesus, Son of God. They didn't know it. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments. God. Can you imagine? They tried their life long to obey his commandments. And when he came, they didn't know him. So he healed their sick, gave sight to the blind, unstopped their deaf ears, gave the lame and even the maimed new limbs. The Bible says, though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, because they didn't know who he was. If we don't know who he is, we'll ignore him. We'll treat him the way they treated him. While we're singing his songs, we'll ignore him. Because they worshipped him. They went to the synagogues, to the temples. They worshipped him everywhere. But they didn't know him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.